书。
Welcome to another edition of the Fallscast, brought to you by the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls. In this beautiful country that we live in, but not as beautiful as the posterior of Father President.
Welcome to the new Falls Free Press. Brought
that
to you
is
by...
great. Sorry.
Everything is great in America.
Yeah. Everything's fantastic. Woo! I'm very happy.
The sun is shining. The birds are singing. Yes. No one's dying.
That was good, Bart.
That was so good.
I think that's a good idea. There. Sneaky this is boy. What an hour and a half of me staying silent.
I think we have started been talking for like an hour and a half before we actually started recording.
This is a therapy session.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Welcome, friends. Join the family circle.
Yes. Yep. Today we're recording on Sunday, September 21st. Can't believe it's the 21st already.
Autumn is tomorrow. Fall.
It is.
It's crazy. What happened to summer?
Still here, dude. Like 86.
Yeah.
86.
And it's still supposed to be hot all week.
It's crazy.
I think it's supposed to.
I thought it was supposed to
get some rain near the end of the week.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to cool it down a little.
I'm hoping we get some rain.
Crazy.
Yeah, we need some rain.
So bad. I've been watering my plants and garden. My electricity bill. Because I have not been using running the air conditioner. We've been able to keep the windows open. Oh, okay. I was super excited to get my bill to this time. I'm like, it's going to go down. Oh. It went up because of how much I'm watering everything.
Mine was high. Yeah. Mine
was high. You guys have an electric water heater?
No.
The water bill went up.
It was just our water and sewer.
Got it.
Yep. Our water and sewer. I did.
Sewer get you.
Those are pretty pricey. Water and sewer combined.
It went up like 2 units or whatever, however they stuff, and it went up majorly. So I'm like, I didn't think about the, I'm not using the electricity to run my air conditioner, but.
See, there's a reason why we can shower together more. We'll save water.
Oh, save water. There you go.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Yeah. Mike says no because he just stands out there cold. He's like, it's fine.
Yeah.
And he'll be like,
in the back going, this is cold. This sucks.
I'm like, oh, it's so nice.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. It's fine. Actually, our shower stays pretty warm. It's pretty warm. We keep the curtain closed.
Why? We just need a fancy one. Like, we need a dual head one.
Yeah.
And
then you
always need dual water.
What's that?
You always need dual head.
Dual head.
And that's what she said.
Oh, my
God.
Welcome.
How many minutes did that take, Bart, for us to get into that?
Less than 5.
Yeah, there you go. Good job, guys.
We see the mic back to Bart.
Funny distractions are always a
plus. Yeah. It is. Okay.
Be sure to check out our website. City Council is back. We have notes from every meeting still continuing. We've also got calendar of events. I am working on filling in all the stuff that Cassie had been sending.
It's going to be the fun time, like the fall events.
Yeah,
I kind of
just said screw it in September. And so that one was a very short one and didn't really have a lot in it. I'm up to about 3 pages right now.
Oh, damn, Mark, you go. Yeah, there's a lot going on. Can I just chime in and say how irritating it is that on Talk of the Town, everyone fucking complains about why is Oktoberfest in September? Just be quiet. They do it in Germany like that too.
Every year it's some bullshit about that. Every fucking year I gotta hear idiots. I saw a post.
Well, Oktoberfest shared a post from Germany of them opening a barrel, however you call it when they're opening a barrel. Start Oktoberfest.
I don't even know the history behind Oktoberfest. Maybe we should figure out what the history is and why
Bart,
it's done
you know
in September.
The German guy.
Are you German? Oh, that's right. You did take. Oh, that's right. Why is Oktoberfest in September, Bart?
I'm not sure.
Well, I thought you took German.
He's Irish.
He took German. He had like.
I know you guys did culture and whatnot in it also.
You know what? I don't remember.
I thought it was a celebration like the harvest going into October.
I feel like that is. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like you had a big festival and whatever, but it was welcoming in October.
We can use our computer devices to figure this out.
Ask ChatGPT.
Yeah, Google.
I'm not Googling.
Dear ChatGPT, why is Oktoberfest in September?
I'm entertained.
Uh-oh. You're entertained?
I'm entertained by Are you searching
oh,
it?
Oh, you want me to actually do it? No, yeah, I can.
I'm doing it. I'm sorry.
All right, hold on. No, hold on. I think that would be funny. That'd actually be a funny
I'm playing
part.
A computer game on my phone. So,
thanks for staying. Okay, hold on. Why is the Oktoberfest held in September? Oktoberfest actually started as a celebration in October, but over time, it shifted early into September. The main reason is the weather.
Munich,
where the festival is held, has much milder and more pleasant weather in late September than in October. By moving the start date into September, visitors can enjoy longer days, warmer evenings, and fewer chances of cold rain.
That is literally the same reason they moved our Oktoberfest.
Yes! Okay. Look weather. At that! We're staying with tradition. Weather. There you go, people.
Global warming!
Come around.
We can.
See, I knew we could get an inflammatory topic in there. Woo!
Get my yomping yimini on. Get my lederhosen.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, there's a ton of stuff happening in October that.
Yay. Is there?
More than I expected.
Is there?
And you know what?
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 If you have feedback for us about the show, if you'd like to help us with the show or help us with paper, because honestly, the paper is going.
Yeah, but you know.
Or we need
writers.
You have an article you want to write. Please, yes. You have an article to write.
A paper, it needs words. It needs words.
And we don't do words well.
We have a police blotter. We have city council notes, but words, we need words. Paper, words.
Bart is the sole writer here.
But you know, you can get a hold of us on Facebook, or if you have boycotted, email us
at fallsfreepress@gmail.com.
And you can also rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and give us 5 stars. Give us 10 stars. Figure out how many stars you can give us, and multiply it by 10.
And do it. Do what? It. No.
Wait.
Do it. Do it.
So. Before we get into our roundtable of a lot of crazy stuff happening in the falls.
Yeah, I see that. We have like a long list of things to talk about.
Yeah. How's everybody been this last month as we survive our slow decline?
I'm happy.
Everything
is beautiful over here in Gemland.
Yes.
The orange man.
Yeah. Just can't say certain words like or...
You know what? You should actually bleep that out in the podcast. We'll say you can't say certain words, and then you can go bleep.
That would be funny.
That would be funny.
We could do it a lot.
Yeah. Can't say
a whole sentence would be like,
fucking Morse code over here. What the
I
hell?
Think that would be great.
That would be hilarious. If you could figure that out, Bart, that would be hilarious.
Well, who is it? Is it that does the unnecessary censorship?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah. We should totally.
How fitting. How fitting.
And then maybe we could get like, maybe I could do like a little vocal thing that says something like, and then every time we bleep it out, we can put that loop that under there.
I love the orange.
Message brought to you by, and then
I love the smell of the.
I want a hairdo just like.
Oh, Lordy.
Yeah, that's how I'm doing. I'm styling my hairdo like a Tangerine Palpatine.
Cool. I'm going to enjoy the camps with you guys. I'll tell you that much. Let's find
you
each other.
Heard that one before?
No, but that's good.
I haven't heard that one before. Bro.
Fake news. Bum, bum. Dun, 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 dun.
Okay, well.
We're doing okay because we're going camping in 2 weeks and we'll be off the grid for 4 days and it'll be.
Phone won't even work.
Yeah, our phone won't work.
Put it in the tent and forget about it.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we're hanging in there.
So you're finding a place to run to. Got it. Yeah. Is it in Canada?
No, I wish.
Oh, Canada.
Migs Canada. It's in Migs County.
Migs County, Ohio.
I
have sort of following a Canadian guy that's been talking about how you can go immigrate to Canada.
Yes, he's trying to convince me to go be a healthcare worker in Canada.
Because they said they have like
I heard that they're looking for healthcare people.
They are all types, everyone. They don't have enough workers.
I can't stand like blood or anything like that, but I'll switch careers. Let's do it.
I can go get a full. I can get learn how to take blood.
Phlebotomy.
Yeah, I can do that.
Go, Steve. Go.
That'd be worth it for free healthcare.
Oh man.
And peace of mind to sleep in every morning, not worry about.
Could have just said it would be worth it for free, and that's it. Because
I can learn how to love hockey.
Sports Puck! Yeah. Sports Puck!
Yes. Yeah, sure. I'm on it. Yeah, the Puck. Toronto Blue Jays, you know, it's okay.
Can't forget the beer.
Dear, that's how good far we've fallen.
The Expos move? How I can't remember.
What? What you saying?
He said Blue Jays. I'm like, what about the Expos? Do they move from Montreal? They might have.
Oh, I don't know.
Montreal be pretty.
What are we talking about? Sports ball?
I don't know what we're talking about.
The Toronto Blue Jays and used to be the Montreal Expos. I don't know if they moved.
Or changed names.
Or, yeah, fuck if I know.
You better learn this stuff.
All right.
I know. Jeez.
Jeez Louise. We're going to be good Canadians if we don't know this.
Wow. From 2004. Holy shit. Okay. So never mind.
Okay.
All right. So we're doing great, Bart. Everything's fantastic over here. Yeah. I love it. Life's good.
A.
C-A-N-A.
We're moving.
Oh, shit. They became the Washington Nationals. Yeah, I'm way up to date. Sorry.
Oh, dude. You're fired. Take away your sports ball card. What's going on, Bart? What else is going on? Beta males, fascism, global warming. Woohoo! Yeah.
Flat Earth. You got to throw the flat Earth in there, too.
We're just going to do here. Beep, beep, and beep, 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 beep,
don't
beep.
Fall off.
The flat earthers just roll off my walk back off here. Like yeah. Water on
duck's ass,
something around like that.
Is it duck's?
Oh Lord!
How
okay.
Do you know, Mike?
To the round table. My screen.
The flat round table.
Well, it would be a flat round table. Yeah.
Not
see, it's the Earth is flat. We've just resolved it,
proved it,
solved the puzzle.
I thought it was rectangle.
There will be a community forum at the Natatorium this Thursday, September 25th, with Council President Russ Balsas and Mayor Walters to discuss the recent survey on the quality of life in Cuyahoga Falls. And we'll be able to come up and talk. And this starts at 6 p.m.
That should be interesting.
Yeah. Fun times.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, indeedy. Fun time.
What?
He's practicing for Canada.
Because you can't, you won't, you don't.
Is it a song?
Okay, she's been revoked.
Did you hear? Did you see that?
Her Mike Searle.
No, I guess so.
Has been needs to be. Yes.
They're gonna remake Strange Brew 2. They're gonna do Strange Brew 2 with Dan
Aykroyd. Remake it, but a sequel.
Yeah, a sequel with Dan Aykroyd. Yeah,
and Rick Moranis.
And Rick Moranis. Look. Yeah. Do.
Hosier.
All right, Bart, back to you, Bart.
I've never understood that sound because it was just how my telephone rang as a child.
Have you seen Strange Brew, the original movie?
I've seen maybe the first 20 minutes of it.
Okay. Yeah. So,
but no, as a child, that's how our phone rang.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now you know
why your dad had that program like that.
It also yelled like Tarzan for a while.
Oh man, that would be a good one.
Not even gonna try that one.
I like to say,
that's good.
That's what happened in his retreat.
I did not know you had that kind of talent. That's amazing.
The range.
That's gonna be part of our new art song.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to practice a Strange Brew one. I'll do that one, too. I'm looking
for it. Oh, gosh.
Next, if you haven't heard, because they've given plenty of warning to everybody on just about every possible platform.
I haven't heard about that. What's going on?
The Route 8 South exit on Broad Boulevard already closed. I saw that yesterday. But the Howe Avenue exit will also be temporarily closed beginning the 29th, and that'll be for 2 weeks.
Why didn't they tell us?
I mean, putting it on social media, putting it on ODOT's website, the city's website, you know.
Why didn't they mail us?
Did they knock on my door and tell me in person?
Yes. Why did they not mail it out? Everyone should be informed by mail. Sorry.
They should come door to door.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Yeah. I want the mayor to come tell me personally.
Or the giant signs that are right there that tell you they'll be closed on these dates, you know, as you're driving down.
I don't read.
Of course.
I don't read.
Too much work. Right?
Oh my gosh.
The words are too small. Yeah. They should be bigger. Should
words
be
and numbers hurt my brain.
The colors aren't there on the signs, therefore I can't read.
Yes.
Why would I?
So yeah, find a detour.
Yes.
Okay.
Speaking of not being able to read, per the Summit County report, school report cards, the Falls School District got a 3 out of 5 stars and an 82.5% performance index. Yeah. Now, they did have, particularly for our school district, there was a disclaimer that said misreported data may have impacted the district's ratings in college, career, workforce, and military readiness and overall performance. So
they're probably going to need to resubmit their data.
Military readiness?
That is literally, I copied and pasted the disclaimer.
What the fuck is that? Has that always been a thing or is that new?
I think this has always been a thing.
I am going to look here. Where is my page?
This is the school report card?
The school report card, correct.
Usually, isn't it like a D? So did it improve?
We got an overall 3 stars, achievement 3 stars. Progress was 2 stars.
Oh, okay. Progress ain't great, but I think
graduation is 3 stars.
Okay.
And early literacy.
Yikes.
Is this 3 out of 10 or 3 out of 5?
3 out of 5.
Okay. Well, that's different than 3 out of 10.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, and then college, career, workforce, and military readiness. So it's sort of combining those. Mm-hmm. So whether you go into college
or the military
or go into the military.
Okay.
Is that 2023, 2024, or 2024?
2020. It'd probably be 2024.
24. And that status was a 1 star.
What? Yeah, there has to be misinformation. I mean, I bet they reported incorrectly. Are they doing?
We need to talk to somebody on the school board in order to clarify this information.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, and I mean, it said, you know, there may have been misreported data.
Yeah, I'm thinking that there's something going on there because you said they got a 1 for college readiness.
Yeah.
Yeah, that has, they messed up there somehow. They have to have. Let's hope. Oh my God, I hope that's not correct. Okay, now you can.
I have to be honest with you though, college nowadays is getting more to be sounding more and more like a scam. You wind up being in debt for $100,000. That's Kent, that's cheap. A cheap place, you know, the guys know this. $120,000, you know, and then you get out of, you won't be able to make shit.
Yep.
Forever, just fucking, you know, pay it back, and then the student loan stuff, you can never get out from underneath that.
No, you can't, and that's, you know, that's.
I mean, honestly, become an electrician, become the HVAC guy.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say about that: is that if you have the skills and the ability to become an electrician like that. But if you have the skills and stuff, then you should go to college. It's like, I think we got to the point where we were like hammering, everybody's got to go to college. Everybody's got to go to college. And then we lost a lot of like trades, you know, people are trying to get into college because that's what you have to do. And we're losing a lot of it. So I just think that we need to focus on where's your skills, where do you want to go into, and then help them out with wherever that is. And I think we're just at the schools.
There's also a prime example of that. I mean, 10 years ago, the big push was everyone needed to go into IT and coding, right? Because jobs are going to be forever and they pay a lot of money right out of the gate.
Then get a bunch of people in IT that, you know.
Well, now AI's taken over a lot of some of that stuff. And AI, as AI gets better, it'll be able to code a lot better.
Oh,
and they're going to be relying a lot heavier on that. We have a friend of ours who's in coding. He said, he's old school. So he's very convinced AI will never be able to take over a human. He goes, I've had AI code me a bunch of stuff because I always have to go through and fix it. They fuck it all up.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, I know, but it's only going to get better.
It is only going to get better. And I think that is a fear. I mean, my daughter, you know, writing, I mean, you can go to ChatGPT and write something. Yeah, I mean,
and that's just going to get better too. It'll just get better too. Everything's going to get better. And photography is for essentially dead. To make it
photography. Yeah, that's a great example of photography where it became dead because you have all of this kind of technology
The equipment got better, the equipment got cheaper, mm-hmm. and then all the way to learn how to do everything was all on YouTube now.
Yep.
And so all the people, mom and pop, oh, I'm gonna take pictures of my kid. Oh, I can take pictures of my friend's kid. And then all of a sudden they're doing something for $100 that I wouldn't touch for $300 or $400.
Well, yeah,
not worth my time. You know, because I have.
We need to get ahead of this, though. We need to get ahead of it. We have to understand that AI is going to become better. So, what kind of jobs do we still have for the human beings? You know, it's like AI technology. That stuff's supposed to make our life easier instead of taking away what our jobs are and what you know, we need to be able to still employ people. So, I don't know.
It's going to be a decades of disruption and it won't change. It'll stop. And who knows where that's going to end.
We've watched all the movies. We know where it's going to end up.
Well, that doesn't mean that's, I mean, you know, That doesn't mean how it's going to go. Part of it might, but
nobody be in the Matrix. Maybe we're in the Matrix. Maybe this has already happened.
Quick, somebody put up a middle finger and see if it comes a flipper.
No, dang it.
And then you need to double.
Ooh. Anywho, moving on.
Speaking of schools, Falls High played their final game at Clifton on the 12th. They played against Barberton.
Mm-hmm. Barbertucky.
Did we win?
You know what? I did it. I look at this every... Why do I care about sports?
Kathy, do you know if they won?
I have no idea.
The marching band won. I know that.
Marching band always.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Does Ben still do that? Do that?
It is Woodridge. Barberton 35-6. Oof. Barberton won.
That's more than winning. That's popping on them.
Oh, that's sad. Sorry, guys.
The new stadium is going to be opening October 3rd, and they'll be playing there against Aurora.
I am so interested to see how it goes. I mean, that stadium looks nice, but I don't think they have the buildings open for restrooms yet. Are they getting like porta potties or something? And where's everybody going to park? I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
They still have to tear down the old finished building.
They don't have the parking spaces. I'm like, what? I don't know.
Lots of side street parking.
Yeah, which is all residential, which is people are going to be parking probably around us. Well, they already do when they try to go to the school. But yeah, it's going to be insane. But it looks nice, though. It does look nice. It's artificial turf, though, isn't it? It
looks like artificial.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like playing on artificial turf. It's hard to play. It's
harder on your body.
Yeah.
Harder on the body, and it's hot.
It's hot, and there's no give. And
marched on it one time, and it was twice.
And you can get skin burn if you slide
it. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'm hoping it's a good first game. I'm sure they have figured it out.
Everything else goes smoothly the very first time, of course.
Always. Uh-huh. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Optimism.
I'm not going to be a good boy.
It looks nice, though. I mean, it is. Every drive by it.
We're living in wonderful times. Sky is blue. Yeah.
The shitter's full.
Shitter's full.
Merry Christmas. Shitter's full.
Field. Playing on Lambert Field.
Yeah. Thanks, Lambert. Thanks for giving money. That's good. I mean, the Falls Free Press was going to do it, but then Lambert stepped up. So we decided to be the bigger person and let them do it.
Yeah.
Let them
do it. Yeah.
Yeah. We're like, that's
fine. They did it for a dollar more. So,
what are you going to do?
Next Saturday is the Fall Family Fun Fest at Waterworks Park. Try to say that five times.
Say that fast five times.
Really?
Fall Family Fun Fest. There will be live music by Funkology. A petting zoo, bounce houses, obstacle courses, hay ride, face painting, character visits, touch the trucks, not to be confused with don't touch the truck.
Touch truck.
And food truck.
What? This sounds like an amazing event. We need to go get a kid.
Are they holding this event behind, like back on Waterworks Park?
Park is.
They're going to have food trucks or anything like that?
Yeah, there will be food trucks.
You weren't listening to Bart.
I'm making everything.
Yeah. Everyone
get back on track.
Everyone from Tom's Travel and Coffee to Eddie's Cheese Steaks.
Oh, yum, yum, nice. Yum.
Cleveland Waffle.
Wow. Oh.
Brooks Brothers Barbecue.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a...
Damn, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Any idea what kind of animals that the petting zoo is going
to
have?
It does not state. I am going to pull up the map here because they have a map.
What if they have ponies?
Okay, so they have... Okay, this map doesn't actually help me because of the topographical map. And being in this waterworks, it doesn't really help. But yeah, hayrides leading up to face painting and balloon twister, live music. The food trucks are all laid out together. Not far from the petting zoo. Worry about that. Especially with that barbecue truck.
You got to keep those animals in line. Just look at them while you're doing it.
This one's not friendly. You take it over to the barbecue truck.
It's been a kid. Okay, barbecue. It's like that one. I think that one. I saw a little reel or video that says I like to eat salads in front of my plants to let them know what I do. I'm like, I'm going to do that to them. Yeah, you better start growing. It's
Sorry, I'm going to mute myself now.
This is all, again, this is all happening next Saturday from 2 to 5 at Waterworks.
That's a lot packed into that short bit of time.
Yeah. Yep.
And then the following Saturday, October 4th, is the Fall Fire Truck.
Ooh.
This annual. Feels like it's been going on longer than that.
It's three. Three. Mm. How many have they had?
This is the fifth.
Oh.
This is this event will benefit Serenity. It starts at 11 a.m. on Front Street.
What's the date again?
October 4th. And so if you're still interested in teaming up, you can still sign up at the city's website, cityofcf.com. And, you know, go get out there and help raise some money.
That's a fun time.
And help, like, get rid of your muscles because you'll be pulling them all out.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike, how'd that feel?
Awesome.
Is it a good time?
Yes.
Next, congratulations to Nathan Walden of Hope Soap.
Yay!
Yeah, that was awesome. I saw that online. Amazing.
He was recently awarded the 30 for the Future Award from the Greater Akron Chamber, which recognizes the next generation of leaders who have the energy, vision, and commitment needed to carry the area into the future.
Nice. Well earned.
Yep. Yeah, he's such an advocate for underrepresented folks. Mm-hmm.
The Energy Expo is happening again on Thursday, October 10th. It'll be at the Natatorium. And
get your bulbs, light bulbs.
Yeah, get your free home energy kits, your light bulbs. Never buy a light bulb ever again.
Yep.
So light far, bulb. I've never bought one.
Yeah, do you just get them there?
I bring my lights all the time. I don't know what you're talking about.
I also keep my lights off all the time. Yeah. So I mean that.
I have lots of different types of lighting in my
Yeah. But if you're a simple light person, maybe you'll never have to buy one again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also not tall enough to reach the lights, so if they ever go out, I can't. That's why you've never bought anyway. One.
You're just oh my gosh!
Bart has flashlights at home.
That is funny.
He's more of a candle guy.
Hey guys, do you know the Cuyahoga Falls Library has a new mascot?
Really? What?
Taylor the Otter.
Aww. What was the old mascot? Did they have one?
No.
Yeah. No?
No.
I didn't think so.
It was a book.
Oh!
But you can purchase...
Bookie the Bug.
What about
that'd actually be good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Bookie
the Bug.
I didn't want to name him Dewey. Oh, we lost Bart.
Bart, are you okay?
So what happened to Bart? Bart's good. All right.
Bart's got a thumbs up, but
okay.
We've lost Bart.
Disappeared from the screen.
So if you want to, you can purchase a shirt featuring Taylor the Otter. Go to bonfire.com and you can purchase a t-shirt with Taylor the Otter.
Is Taylor an otter a fictional beast or is this an actual otter?
Unfortunately,
it's a mascot, Steve. It's fictional.
You can.
Who's going to dress up as the otter and walk around?
Oh, man. Mm. Who's sewing the otter costume?
Yes.
It's actually really cute. There's a little otter and it's laying down with little glasses and holding a library or a book. Library book. And it's so cute. You can buy all these different shirts. It looks like they have just plain t-shirts with otter on or Taylor the otter and a hoodie. It's not so bad. T-shirts, it looks like $25 and a hoodie about $38. They have a long sleeve shirt for $30. Yeah.
Do they make custom tailored versions?
Oh, gosh.
I would like to have a...
You cut out on me, at least. I don't know if anybody else got that cut out.
I lost it.
I want it like a party animal.
Yeah.
He's reading a book, but he's cool and he's still partying. And
yeah, but he's still reading a book. He can be cool and read at the same time. Right.
Although they do have the one that says, I otter be reading.
There you go.
That would be funny with
a bunch of dad puns in the back of these things.
Yeah. Just need to get a bunch of dads, put them in a room in the library, and come up with a bunch of puns. Be great.
That would be fun, actually.
It actually would be fun. That actually might be something that would be hilarious. I like that idea.
It could be a pun count.
That's a great idea.
Oh, man.
A bunch of judgy people going,
boo, boo. Oh, yeah. It's a way for us to all come together. Yeah. Who doesn't love a good pun?
A pun party.
Mm-hmm.
Got puns, hun.
You're very punny.
Puns are fun.
Oh.
You can do side bends, or please don't lose that point. Yeah, I went
there. You're much better at it than I was. I didn't have to talk. I didn't get the melody right.
I never get it. Puns and I cannot lie.
You'll laugh until you die.
No, Jesus.
I have to say that one of the first, well, it was the first big trip Mike and I went on was to drive to Chicago. And, you know, it was our first thing to see whether or not we could, like, survive our relationship by taking a trip together, right? Okay. So we drive to Chicago, and I learned that Mike knows every single word to the Humpty Dance.
Nice.
Oh, man. And you still married him. Cool.
That's very
why I married him. What do you mean?
Actually, that was a Baby Got Back, not...
Oh, was it Baby Got Back?
Oh, nice.
Baby Got Back and the Humpty Dance. The Humpty Dance.
That's right. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. What's that? Do you know how you can find Will Smith in a storm?
Oh.
You follow the Fresh Prince.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
No.
Since Halloween is coming up here in about a week.
Yeah.
A little more than.
Wait, what? Halloween is coming up in a week?
No. October.
Oh, October. Yeah.
You said Halloween.
You said Halloween, and I thought maybe I struck out for a month.
My neighbors already have their Halloween decorations out, so you're not really wrong.
I know. I was like, what just happened? Oh, I went into the reprogramming camp or whatever. They reprogrammed me for a month.
But yeah, since October is coming up here in almost a week, here the Halloween events for October. Downtown Trick or Treat is October 12th down on Front Street. Following that, October 17th, Quirkoween.
That's terrible. Quirkoween? Oh, no.
Can you guess where it is?
No.
It does tell you where it is.
Aww.
Nightmare on Front Street to the next day, October 18th. That would be the adult version of Quirkoween.
Mm-hmm.
With beer.
Which seems so... Never mind. Nope, not going there.
I think
it's the opposite.
And finally, Citywide Trick or Treat this year is October 25th.
Yay!
Which is about 1 week before Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I didn't even put that together. What the heck?
It's Halloween on a Friday?
Halloween's on a Friday.
Yeah. There you go.
First time in a while.
And finally, in the round table, a new fancy dining spot has hit Front Street.
Yeah.
Located right beneath Farmer's Rail on Front Street. Just said that. I don't need to say that again.
Yes, you do.
Where is it again?
Where is it again?
Below. I believe it's on this street called Front.
Okay.
Front. Okay. All right. Got it.
What's the name of this joint?
It's called Amelia's, and it has 80 seats and features small plates, hand cut steaks, seafood, and top shelf wine.
Oh, damn.
Did you say 80?
Amelia's. Oh, yes.
Yeah, 80.
So eight-person restaurant.
Wow, that's small. That's pretty big for that area.
Oh, you think?
80 seats.
And it's next to the Farmer's Rail?
Underneath it.
So in a basement?
You access it from behind?
You know what? I don't know because I've never been there.
Okay.
But they have they have something on Instagram. They kind of showed a picture of it, and it looks really cool. It looks like kind of like an old... Cool. What would you say, 20s?
That's what I would think too. Yeah. I wonder how pricey it is.
Right now.
Sounds pricey.
Sounds pricey.
It looks the pictures I saw.
I think they get their steaks and stuff from Farmers Rail.
Yeah. Well, it's the same people running it.
Yeah, it's the same.
Okay. And Amelia is their daughter, is what I read. I think they named it after their daughter.
Huh.
I don't know. It looks really cute and it would probably be fun to go to, but I'm sure it's kind of expensive. But
it'd be for a special event.
Yeah.
You want to try that out for our anniversary? Our 30th wedding anniversary is October 7th.
Holy crap, guys. Congratulations. Wow. That's major.
Yeah.
We've tortured each other for 30
years. Good job.
It's pretty fair priced. I'm looking. So the filet, 8-ounce center cut filet served with whipped mashed potatoes, choice of three other things. It's $49.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. I didn't see prices.
Yeah, I'm looking at the menu. I mean, it's pricey, but I mean, it's worth it. I mean, everything's up there. You know, duck confit pasta, $36. Braised beef and pierogies, $32. chocolate tort is $12.
I mean, if you have a drink or two, it could be. Yeah. I mean, for a special event, I think for an event, it'd be.
You're probably talking per person $80 to $100 per person if you're going to get drinks.
Probably, yeah. I mean,
it's a once or twice a year kind of place, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely, and then look at their drinks. Their drinks are pretty, you know, $15.
Yeah.
And for you get
a drink that's down to $30. And
yeah, I mean, it's good stuff. You know, they've got some really good stuff in here. What the hell? Oh, okay. I hit the weird part now. They have an Old Money Manhattan. It's Pappy Van Winkle Lot B 12 year with the Angostura 200 year anniversary bitters and Antiqua vermouth. $92.
Sorry, no.
I don't like whiskey, thank God.
I don't like alcohol that much.
Or gin.
That's a bit excessive.
That's a high pucker factor right there.
Over 100
bucks. Yeah. Yeah, everything else is fair price. Sorry, you had me at food.
Okay. I'm always looking for a new meal.
Guess what time it is, guys? I messed that one up already. All right, let's start again. Hey, guys, guess what time it is?
What time is it?
Bart, sorry, I can't do it. I don't know. You're throwing me off, dude.
Come on, I'm getting ready for my Tarzan yodel.
Oh my gosh, I don't know what he's doing. I can't do that.
You can,
guys. Guess what time it is?
What time is it?
Bart's arts, Bart's arts, Bart's arts, Bart's arts. Yeah, that was good. That was one time. That was good job, guys.
So, start off with my own good news.
Ooh.
Ohio is now allowing signups at birth from the hospital for Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
Nice. Oh my gosh, that's so awesome. That's cool. Thank you, Dolly, from heaven.
Children start learning to read as soon as their eyes open.
That's awesome.
I love it. I mean, you get a book a year or something like that for
one? You get one free book each month until you're 5 years old.
Each month?
That's amazing.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Yeah, until you're five.
I wish I knew about it when my kids were little. That is just amazing.
60 books.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Be like Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
He's 79 years old.
Ugh.
Millennial Theater Project will be presenting Young Frankenstein at the Akron Civic weekends next month, starting October 10th.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Frau Blücher.
It's an amazing set of knockers you have there. It's pronounced Igor.
I just heard the word knockers.
Steve's brain has short circuited.
Rose in the hay.
Also, Wildcat Theater. Wildcat Theater will be presenting an immersive murder mystery experience at Sense by the Falls. They have two dates, October 3rd and October 10th.
Oh, I love immersive murder mysteries.
I don't know.
Oh, I actually participated in one. I was able to be in of it a long time ago.
Were you murdered?
No, but I had to be one of the characters. Like, you come in there and there's this murder that you have to kind of figure out. You remember, it's like Clue, you know? It's like you're trying to figure out who.
Live action Clue.
Yes. So much fun.
Fun.
The next one, I didn't realize that Poe was going to be celebrating. No, sorry, never mind. That's a joke between Mike and I.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Poe, our daughter's boyfriend, Poe. Yeah, never mind. Sorry.
Moving along.
Poe Fest. Sorry, even just saying Poe Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Poe Fest at the Junks Building on October 22nd. A celebration of Edgar Allan Poe with readings, reenactments, specialty cocktails, and more.
Yes.
This is not to be confused with the Poe Fest.
Oh. Poe Fest. There's going to be readings?
Too much bread and ice cream.
This sounds fun.
The Boo Fest, not the Poe Fest.
Oh, wish you told me that sooner.
The Akron Independent Horror Short Film Festival, Saturday, October 11th at the Civic. In addition to the 2.5 hours, there will be a lineup of horror and film vendors. Merch.
Horror. That's a hard word to say.
It is.
Spooky. October 11th. Why does that sound like a really important date. Michael?
That's this birthday.
Is that your anniversary, perhaps?
No, nothing comes to mind.
Excuse me, what year are you guys at?
13?
Be 13.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
You're just getting warmed up.
Yeah,
I just he beat my previous marriage.
Oh,
there you go.
There you go.
I said, I was married for 12 years before, and he said his goal was to beat that marriage, and now he has. He's going to leave me, guys. I just know.
Stop.
He's all done.
I'm done.
No.
But we did it. Yay.
Lucky number 13.
Woo-hoo. Oh, lucky number. Not your guys' 30, but we're trying. We'll get there. Sorry, Bart. What else is going on?
Oh, you're good. That's all that I have.
Yay! I mean, boo!
Spoopy go.
Spooky poopy. Poopy.
Yeah, we need to wrap this up. Yeah, we're going to wrap this up. Yeah,
okay. Brought to you by Unfree Speech United.
What do you mean, unfree speech?
You are unfree to speak unfree.
This message approved by
Tangerine Palpatine.
I like orange.
But paid by the American taxpayer.
Here at We Say So.
And
oh, God, I forgot about
die,
that.
Fascist.
Oh, yeah, I went there. Bart got that reference.
Yep.
I didn't get it. What would you
say? We Say So was the company that Earl Sinclair worked at on Dynasty.
Yep.
And why did they do things? Because we say so.
Because we say so.
Thank you, everyone, for listening this week. However many of you there are, thank you for sticking with it.
Yes.
I know I've heard people say, you know, oh, yeah, I recognize those people from the podcast. And so it's like, yeah, I know people are listening. We don't know how many. Yeah.
They're still in Colorado. Come on.
Are those the voices in your head?
Oh.
Mine's the voices in my head.
Oh, boy.
The voices in my head give me good ideas.
No, they don't. They don't.
Yes, they ever. Do.
Okay, we're trying to quit. We're trying to stop this show. Come on, guys.
All right. Well, let's hope this all right this afternoon while we're all at Oktoberfest.
Yes.
Well,
it's beautiful.
Pierogies.
Bye.
Sauerkraut. Bye.
There you go.
Wiedersehen, everybody.
Yes. Wiedersehen.
Later.
Oh, that was a long one.
That's what she said.
Fallscast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Cuyahoga Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.